Momo, that's right. Momo doesn't
believe. When I led the show, Ray, I had you growl at 3 o'clock. Did I not?
Should be allowed to growl.
Ah!
There you go.
There's our growl.
There you go.
Feel better?
She gave us permission with the look. She's
nice.
Like, okay, you can growl.
So Momo is here in for Ireland. Oh, man. What a night. What a night. What a night. What a night. All the way.
Oh, beautiful night. It was a beautiful night. Beautiful. Good game. It was a fun. Let me cut your mic. It was a good game. I had so much fun last
he
night.
Gave
Mega
shut
cast
up.
Was awesome.
He gave you a shut up.
Okay, turn your mic's back on.
Thank you.
It was fun. We had a good time last night.
Well, I mean, here's
the
thing.
Game.
I feel bad. I kind of ghosted you. I didn't mean to.
I mean, it was a little bit of a ghost.
I was like, hey, I'll come out after pregame. And then I texted Greg, like, I'm done.
Yeah, and it was over?
It was over.
Yeah.
It was over
what
for
happened?
Like half hour, 45 minutes.
So the game was crap. We'll get to the game. The game was terrible. We got absolutely steamrolled. It was a complete and total beatdown. By the way, Lakers and Rams last night, total beatdown. But last night, we should start with the MegaCast, which turned out to be a really, really big success.
Yeah.
Carlos Saisu, who's our tech guy, promotions guy, all-purpose guy.
Head of social media.
Head of social media. Did a great job of putting us all together. Did you watch any of it?
I did not. I was working the room.
A lot of
my
people
thing.
Watched it, and it was very popular.
Cool.
And as Morales said, I did show off my Ram shorts at one point. I got my gold Ram shorts.
So people got a little leg?
You know what? Yeah. Actually, there was a little leg.
A little
they
leg.
Were Ram shorts.
Hey.
So there was,
I saw some knee there. There was knee.
That's when you know it's serious, when you get to the knee.
So how did we get to the point where Ireland came into the game having bet
$76,100.
$76,000.
On the Rams minus the four.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And after the first drive, and I was saying, okay, this is going to be it's early. They had one good drive, but there's plenty of game to be played. I said, I'll take half that bet. I'll take half of that 76 grand. Meanwhile, Bergman jumps in and says, I'll take the other half.
And he could switch over to the 49ers. He was so upset with the Rams after the first drive. One drive, he's like, I'm out. I'm done with the Rams.
That's it.
This
I'm
is
done.
Over.
I'm done.
It's done.
They're done. They're through. They're
I'm
finished.
Switching sides.
This is bad, Matthew Stafford.
Let me tell you what's going on. Let me tell you what's going on.
He even took
Ireland
Jorge's
is a Raider
ball.
Fan.
Yep.
And he knows when a team goes bad. Like, he knows. And because you're tied to the Raiders forever, like, we always say this. We're like, I'm done with Derek Carr.
Can I just say?
I'm just done.
Ireland is the most weak-ass Raiders fan in the world. There is no worse Raiders fan than John Ireland.
Yeah.
But if anything, outside of the Lakers, what is he actually a strong fan of?
No, that's
of?
Actually an interesting... I want we'll talk about that, because that's really a good question that I want to ask coming up, because it's you're on to something.
<All right.
laughs> You're on to something. So last night, MegaCast, it was me, it was Jorge, it was Bergman, it was Ireland for the first quarter, and then it was Scott Kaplan for the second quarter.
Oh, so he was the replacement for Momo?
He took your spot. That is
How
correct.
How did that go?
Actually, pretty funny.
All right, okay.
That was very funny.
Kaplan's pretty funny
Cap
guy.
After dark. Okay.
He loves the tangents.
Yeah,
big fan of the
does.
Tangent.
He'll just go off on anything. And it is true what Morales said.
Yeah.
That when Stafford threw the interception, which was not his fault, when he threw the interception.
I know, it hit Tyler Higbee.
I put my hands, my face in my hands.
And I put my hands up, and I was showing my shirt.
Jorge put his hands up.
What was the score after that?
Score after that was 14-0.
Just like the Tennessee game, right? When they get down, a couple touchdowns, a couple interceptions early.
Yeah.
So
your point?
It was not over.
No,
it was not over.
The game was not over.
It was an early hole.
Yeah.
That they had to.
And they scored a touchdown. It was 14-7.
Right, but they had to kind of go off script at that point, because you're not in control of the game anymore.
Right.
At that point, you've dug yourself a little hole. You got to change things up. You can't stick to your plan. You got to, you know, mess with the script. And I'm sensing a theme here with the Rams.
Okay, well, can we go
it's
back?
Happened in the Super
Can we go back before
Bowl
we
too?
Get to that?
All right, okay.
So I thought right away, first pass of the game to OBJ. I thought, great, little out pattern. We got OBJ involved.
Get his feet wet.
Then they decide we're going to send OBJ straight down the field. And this is like, I'm Sean McVay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to show how much of a genius team we are.
I got a new toy.
And I got a new toy. And I'm going to show the world right away. Here's OBJ through the pick. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe Matthew Stafford should have checked. I mean, obviously, he should have checked down from that play.
Yeah.
But I think that was the idea. Boy, wouldn't it be great if OBJ right away, first drive, we get him, we throw down the field, throw a bomb, and hit OBJ.
Yeah, but like everyone knew that they would do that.
Yeah.
It was not a surprise.
And he was double covered.
Of course.
He had two guys on him. Never had a chance. Ball was not really thrown. Actually, they just showed a replay. Not really shown near him. And that was the first interception of the game. And from that point forward, San Francisco, and this is the most frustrating thing in the world. Okay, so we're doing like Tony Romo because we're on the Megacast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're going to run the ball. 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 Yeah. And it's the most frustrating thing in the world to watch your own team know what the other team is going to do and not be able to stop. We knew they were going to run. Garoppolo only threw the ball 19 times in the game. That's all he needed to throw the football.
They ran it 44 times.
Oh, it was brutal. And every time you're like, all right, so Raheem Morris is going to figure this out.
Right.
Raheem Morris, this Rams defense is going to figure out that they're running at us.
Yeah.
Never could come up with an answer for Elijah Mitchell or Deebo Samuel out of the backfield, whatever it happened to be. Some guy named Jeff Wilson Jr. Got yardage out of the backfield. I mean, it was the most frustrating thing in the world. And, you know, end of the first half, this is another maybe too cute by half kind of thing for the Rams. You're 4th and 9, okay? You're down 21-7. You've got two choices there. Actually, I'm going to steal this point directly from Scott Kaplan. I want to give Kaplan the point. I would have taken the points. I would have gone in 21-10 and taken the field goal. Kaplan said, no, 4th and 9, you're down 21-7. Mm-hmm. You go for it. It's late in the in the half. Instead, Sean McVay chose to go with the fake kick. And afterwards, Kaplan made the point, well, would you rather have Johnny Hecker throwing the ball there, or would you rather have Matthew Stafford throwing the ball there? Totally fair point. Take the points or let Matthew Stafford throw. The fake kick didn't work.
No.
Didn't work.
Even if it would have worked, the receiver was not far enough down the field that it would have been a first
down. Oh, no, he completed the pass. Yeah. It just didn't go down the field far enough. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I think sometimes there's a sort of when you're running a play and it's a fake play or it's the streaking pass to OBJ, like everyone knows you're thinking about that. It's not the first time they've tried a Johnny Hecker fake.
No.
You know?
No, and they've had some success with it. Yeah.
But, I mean, people have a book on you now.
Correct. And they knew.
It was coming.
They knew it was coming. They were on that play.
Yeah.
They were on that play. It was altogether just an unbelievably frustrating, but the Megacast was a success.
Yeah. Where were you? Did you like set up your house to make it look cool and stuff?
You know, I had my dogs right behind me.
Okay.
So I have four pictures of my dogs. I have Fredo and Enzo and Sophie and Hollis. I almost forgot Hollis.
That's twice in a row. You forgot one of the dog's names yesterday.
My original dog, Hollis. I forgot his name. So they were behind me. Bergman, you were in your closet, right?
No. I was here with John and Jorge.
That's right.
You were the only one that decided to go home and be in the closet.
I remember the days you were in your closet doing a show.
I did. I called into that show a few times.
Yes, I know what I said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jorge,
you did a great job.
I did a show from my closet.
Yeah, from your closet. It was nice. It was me and Momo.
She came to my house.
She sat with me.
I've been telling Bergman for years, come out of the closet.
I was out of the closet at that point.
He did.
I guess I'm back in at this point.
Meanwhile, Jorge's wearing all his 49ers gear. He looks all it's
obnoxious.
So adorable. He's got like a poncho.
Get
poncho
out of here. Good. You live in Los Angeles.
There was no team in LA when I grew up.
Same.
Jorge.
Sorry.
So of they just all came. Look, the teams.
Sorry, they came back as a little too late. They're 30 years late.
You got to choose the 49ers.
Hey, sorry.
And every time, Juan swears this. So we were at the Tennessee game in our normal seats, and Jorge came up. And I realized, oh, damn, Jorge is at this game. And Juan pointed out Jorge the Jinx. Last night, we were on the Megacast. Jorge.
Megacast.
The Jinx. Jorge is the Jinx.
Yes.
Yes.
Not for him.
Not for me, for your team.
Yeah, have fun with your 5-5. Where are they going with that?
Right now we're 4-5.
Four and five.
We'll
4-5 now.
4-5. Yeah.
And you know what? Here's I'm gonna be dead honest here. Maybe the Rams are not, as we thought, a top tier team in the NFL.
Okay, or maybe or maybe they just need to make an adjustment and
integrate OBJ and Von Miller into what they're doing.
I think they're really missing Robert Woods. I think he's that glue guy. And who's the defensive lineman who was really good, who had a pec injury? I can't remember his name now.
Sebastian Joseph Day. Yeah.
He got hurt too. And you have two guys who are not, these are stalwarts of what you do on both sides of the ball.
Right.
You've added in two new stars who don't have their footing yet.
Yep.
And you have to figure yourself out again. And some of this, I think, is thank God for the bye week, first of all. They really need the bye week.
I wanted to raise that. Is it better to go into a bye week on a two-game losing streak or on a win?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about how do you feel about your time off.
Is it better to be relaxed? Is it better to stew about it?
Yeah.
Right? Is it better to stew for 2 weeks before you go
to Green
Bay?
Well, they need to get in there and do some work. They need to get in the lab.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if they had won the last couple of games, they could take, you know, a light week and everybody could get off their feet and go to the beach. But they need to get in the lab. They need to go back to work.
Yeah.
They have to figure out how to change things around after some significant injuries and then some significant additions. You have to change things up. And that's going to be Sean McVay's challenge. This is where I think if there's one knock on him as a coach, it is he is exceptional at planning and preparing for things, but not necessarily adjusting. And they're not making an adjustment in the game. It's not changing. He's like
I forget the numbers, but he's like 101-3 if he leads at halftime.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
Yeah,
it's a really good quality. But the next gear, and this is when we go all the way back to the Super Bowl. He was overprepared. He's gripping the bat a little too tight. Like when they fell behind, and it was like, how do you change things up when things?
Although,
the way
in fairness,
prepared for
Brandon Cooks dropped a touchdown pass in that game.
I know. You're right.
We suck.
And you know, what are you playing there?
We suck.
Who was that?
That's AD saying we suck.
Oh, we suck. Oh, got it.
Them too.
We suck.
We suck. Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that too,
by the way.
We'll get to that too.
Yeah, they kind of do.
We got steamrolled twice. LA got steamrolled twice last night.
Oh.
Hey, you know what I'm really excited for today?
What?
Especially with you two in studio together. You finally get to see the Momo dance during Game of Games.
Oh.
Yeah, I get hyped.
It is the greatest thing
ever. I've heard
ever.
About it. I've never actually seen it.
Yeah.
Nobody has actually tweeted video.
No, I don't really want that. I think Laura did once. She did.
She did once.
Yeah.
And
thank you guys for not tweeting my coyote dance.
Oh, God. The coyote dance.
The hell is
you
a
need
coyote
to show, dance? You show Mace the coyote dance.
What is a coyote dance?
So the coyote dance is, how did we get onto that topic? Somebody, it was like a weird question about,
a woman,
John brought something up about, what do you do with an animal?
The mountain lion.
Yeah.
And then
they
went hiking and then you went.
Yeah, and Michael said he brings a gun and I was like, oh, okay, that's severe.
Michael brings a gun.
And then I said, I live in the foothills, so we have coyotes and I'm out for my walk, they follow me.
Sure. No,
but I don't,
do they really?
Oh, yeah. All the time, they're always following. They're out at night.
Are you not afraid?
I am afraid, but I'll do it for you now, okay?
Okay, coyote dance.
So you basically, you just get really big. So
yeah,
you stand
big.
Up and you're like, go away! Go away! And they run away.
You look like a little kid who didn't get his
just
his
get as
treat.
Big as you can and stomp your feet and go away! And
it's a little like Cookie Monster, right?
Yeah, like Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
And everybody thought that was Lie of the Day. But it's not.
No, it's not.
I really do that.
Speaking of Lie of the Day, who do you want? Do you want to lie? Or do you
want
me to lie?
Sure, whatever. I'm on neck tomorrow.
What do you think, Bergman? Who should lie today?
I actually really like Momo's lies.
Okay, so Momo. It is Momo's lie
right.
today.
Okay, my lie.
And we have got a 4-pack of tickets to the Paycom Wooden Legacy at the Anaheim Convention Center, November 25th and 26th. That features USC, Georgetown, San Diego State, and St. Joseph. You can get your tickets at thewoodenlegacy.com. So a 4-pack of tickets if you can correctly identify Momo's lie at 3:30. Do a little Lakers coming up next week.
Yeah.
At 1:30 today, very big announcement.
Ooh.
And I can tell you right now, we are going to kick some Sliwa and Travis ass today. Mason Ireland, Momo's in for John 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Talking Heads.
Hey.
Yeah. Round above it, and she was.
Yeah.
This is a great song.
That dude's on Broadway right now. David Byrne is on Broadway.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like it.
So,
this is like 80s right here.
It is. So it's kind of a sad. We're going to make it fun.
Yeah.
We're going to make it fun. The Rams got steamrolled last night. The Lakers, we'll get to that. Got blown out by the Bulls.
Yeah.
You reported yesterday.
You're so funny. So
you
nice.
Reported yesterday
yeah,
that
on the NBA Today show
that
yeah.
LeBron is
coming
potentially
back this week.
Is for sure.
That's the hope. Hoping to come back this week.
Friday against Boston.
Looks like it.
Yeah. Lakers
yesterday I heard Friday, if not sooner, so that sounded good.
Lakers start a 5-game road trip tomorrow is Milwaukee. They're in Milwaukee.
He's officially listed right now as out for that game, but he's been listed as out. So I don't think he comes back Wednesday. The sense I've gotten the whole time is that it's not all that serious of an injury. Right now it's not painful, but...
But would he have played if it was a playoff game
probably.
With this abdominal injury?
Yeah, yeah, probably. But it's like if you mess it up, then you're out 4-6.
Oh, okay.
So... You know, be careful.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
Hangnail set out.
I mean, you know, it's one of those injuries, like, if you push it, it's not good. It's
right.
Like one of those hamstring injuries.
Okay, now, for some reason, you have qualms with the, what we call the promo that we run in advance of the show. We call it the looky.
I'm driving in, I'm listening to Sliwa and Travis, and I'm eating my little sandwich as I'm driving up, having a nice afternoon,
yep.
And this is what I hear.
Long and rambling commentary. Now, you're famous for long and rambling commentary, Momo.
Ooh.
What if I just answered very short?
Ooh.
Me or him. What is this, like some sort of revenge? I mean, we want the full Momo e-ticket experience. We want stories about Daniel and what you had for breakfast and lunch.
Sure.
And your PT.
Yeah, I went to PT today. It was good.
How's Daniel?
Great.
Is he walking? Talking?
Walking? Running?
What was his first word?
Oh, all sorts of words. I can't remember anymore.
You can't remember Daniel's first word?
Dad.
I get it. So
more.
What you're doing is, because I said you have long and rambling commentary.
But, like, isn't this the point of sports talk radio?
Long and rambling commentary?
Well, if you just go short, then it's like, hey, the Lakers lost.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis was mad.
Mm-hmm.
We suck.
He had to tie his shoe.
Yeah.
So weird.
This is really good radio, huh?
Such a weird ejection. Wasn't that a weird ejection? I get the gag.
It's coming through. The bit came through.
Yeah, a bit came through.
Some dead air right there, huh?
I don't. dead air don't scare me. You know,
that air scares the crap out of me, though.
I learned this from listening to guys like Howard Stern and even Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Silence, you can say as much by not saying anything as you can by saying something.
Totally agree with you. Cannot do it myself. The most terrifying thing in the world for me is dead air. I'm terrified. I'm like when you ghosted me at the top of the show. Like, you guys tried that on Friday, and I was not in the mood.
You are so mad.
I was like,
yeah,
no.
What was your... There was a lot
of
information
all,
about you being angry on Friday.
I was
Friday.
Mad about something.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you general things. I can't talk about specifics. Because
I'll tell you what, Ireland's been in a piss poor mood
lately,
too. No,
I was really mad. You'd be mad about this.
Oh, really?
I found out somebody who I've let into my home many times for many months, under the guise that they were fully vaccinated, had been lying the whole time.
Get out of here.
Somebody who's in very close contact with me.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was really pissed.
That's terrible.
I was really mad. Liars.
Are you allowed to say what type of person it was?
Probably not.
Although I've narrowed it down to
Yeah, it's not that complicated. Yeah. I mean, I was just mad. Like, I was like, really?
Yeah.
All these months we had so many conversations
about
this.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, I was really mad. Yeah, I found that out right before the show. So I was like, I'm not into this dead air thing, guys. Don't ghost me. First of all, everyone on Twitter told me you're going to do that.
Oh, really?
It was not planned in advance?
Yeah, they totally ruined it.
Yeah, they totally ruined
it. All the listeners ruined it.
I got tweets like 10 tweets about it.
Well, how did the listeners know?
Didn't you say the day before?
Yeah, it was on the Lookie.
The day before.
Yeah, I had advance warning.
Speaking of the Lookie.
And then like I get that
of the Lookie,
information like an hour before the show, and I'm just like not in the mood.
So here's the deal. So we did this the last time I worked with you.
Yeah.
3 o'clock segment.
Uh-huh.
All you.
The whole hour this time.
Oh.
All you. Well, no, because we got Lie of the Day and we've got
Game of Games.
It's your
game.
Doesn't really work. It's my game today.
Yeah,
so.
I know. No, just the one segment. It's okay.
You know the crazy thing about Game of Games? I just get a little ahead of myself. The crazy thing about Game of Games today is that everybody has hit the scoreboard. And we've had multiple guests on
Look
the show.
These sound effects here. He's got a backpack. You heard his real zipper there.
There's a lot of stuff coming out of that.
So the score is Mason 2, Ireland 2, Bergman 1, Jorge 1, Sedano 1, Kaplan 1, Michael Thompson 1, and Kiki.
Kiki won?
Yeah, she won a trophy.
I didn't win any.
You're the only one who has not scored.
It was the delay.
But I think today is going to be to your advantage.
All right.
Today is going to be a little bit to your advantage.
Yeah.
Last night, boy, Lakers. Wow.
Oh.
Wow. Well, let's say, first of all, the Bulls are really good.
Yeah, they're good. They're really good.
What?
The Bulls are really good, but when they have had... I mean, I haven't bought into the Bulls all the way yet because when they had
I'm
two
buying
or
stock
three,
in the Bulls.
I think they'll be really good overall, but... Yeah. They had a couple of big games, one against Philly, one against Golden State, and those were like the measuring stick games.
Right.
They lost both of them. So both times I tried to get like, oh, the Bulls are going to win, they lost both the big games.
They still look, boy.
They're really good. It was second night of a back-to-back.
Lonzo Ball was like 4 for 7 from three. Yeah.
I think more than that, 7 for 9 or something.
Was he 7 for 9?
Did he have 7 threes? I'm pretty sure he had seven threes.
For like 27 points, something like that.
Seven for 10
He has a completely different shot. He has a complete. It's all new. I was watching him warm up.
Right, he used to have that weird,
sort of hitch thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he worked on it.
Imagine Ben Simmons, what you can do if you work on your shot.
I know, it's amazing. He had this guy in New Orleans named Fred Vinson. I think he used to work for the Clippers too.
Okay.
He played in the league too. You might know him. Anyway, Fred just totally remade his shot, and I think some of it for Lonzo is you have to fail in order to get to the place where you're ready to redo your shot.
Yeah.
Because he'd always said, I remember coming out of college, he said, look, they go in, right?
Yeah.
So why would I change it? Well, they didn't go in his first years. So when they're not going in, and now you've already gotten traded, and I think it was the best thing for him that he got traded from the Lakers. Best thing.
Who, Lonzo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It totally allowed him to get away from all
the
hoopla.
Some people said, why'd we give up? No, we had to trade Lonzo to get Anthony Davis.
Yeah. Anthony Davis won a championship.
You know what? I found this. I'm not an X's and O's guy, but I discovered this weird thing. You know, when somebody's making a lot of threes, what you can do is defend the perimeter.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Defend the arc. Defend the arc.
You mean like stand out there and put your hands up?
They chose. Honestly, defensively, this team can be awful. Last night, they were awful. And I wonder, actually, we'll get into it coming up. We got all that coming up because I see Boss Amanda there.
What?
Boss Amanda is going to be joining us coming up next. I have no idea why. No clue. Chris Morales, I saw roaming around.
Yeah.
I heard Morales might be coming in. No clue why. But it, my understanding is it is a gigantic announcement that will change the course of 710 ESPN history. Now, I don't want to oversell it.
I mean, change it'd be pretty hard not to at this point.
Of 710 ESPN history.
Ooh. Me or him.
That is coming up next. Momo's in for John. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
ESPN. Momo was about to say something completely uncensored.
Uncensored.
Stay tuned. That's coming up after this next thing, which hey. I have been waiting for all day long.
I thought you didn't know it was coming.
I know that Boss Amanda and Chris Morales have scheduled time to come on to the show at 1:30. No clue.
He got all dressed up. Look at him.
Is that, Morales Momo, is always
so here's
looking
the thing.
Good.
Momo always loves that I'm dressed up.
I know.
I always dress up.
Yeah. She's,
I know,
he's
you do,
always
actually.
Wearing a jacket.
But I think back in the morning show
got
days,
a pocket square
I was
on?
Not as dressed up, obviously. So.
Yeah.
Why
you got the foofy pocket
it's
square.
It's built in. The now foofy? It's all
is
custom.
It built in?
Everything's custom made.
Oh, wow. Custom made.
He's so fancy. And here I am over here in a 710 hoodie.
Yeah, you look comfortable.
I
though.
Look like I just came from PT. Like my hair's
all right.
Changed
so,
in the car. You know.
Not to interrupt, but I'm going to
interrupt real quick. Though
I know I give these long
interrupt
and rambling
with
answers,
a major yeah. announcement. So all I know is this has something to do with the month of February. That's all I know about it.
Well, you're playing a little extra dumb because the last time we did this, we talked about we were going to have a 710 award show Sunday, February 6th at the Quiet Canyon in Montebello to kick off 710 Super Week.
Yes. Okay. Got it. So
now, any guesses on the name?
I thought I liked the BS piece. I thought that was a good name.
That didn't get by, didn't get through legal.
Didn't get through. Oh, really? Didn't get through legal?
Didn't get through legal.
Oh. I thought
710s?
The 710s.
That sounded like undies.
The tendies.
Kind of lame.
Yeah.
How about 710 awards?
Yeah,
that's so
kind
creative.
Of
on the nose.
Kind of on the nose.
Super well, creative. With that kind of creativity, why don't we get to part one?
Okay.
Of our announcement, Jorge.
We told you we'd put together a party to remember to kick off Super Week. Are we ready for the name?
As picked by a 710 ESPN listener.
Joey Arceo on Twitter gave us our name. At Joey, J-O-N-Z. Are we ready?
Whoa, this is dramatic.
Introducing the inaugural 710 Mandy Awards.
The Mandy Awards!
Ooh, I like this.
The inaugural 710 Mandy Awards.
No show steps on imaging like this show. Anyway.
Yeah! The Mandy Awards. I love that.
You know what, Maze? I don't think you oversold this.
No, it's huge.
Yeah.
And
it's
now
huge.
You know why our boss, the great Amanda Brown, Amanda is Brown. Here with us today.
Oh, I get it. Amanda, Mandy.
Did you not put that together?
Yes. Wow, she's a little slow.
No,
slow.
I did.
Slow on the uptake. So the Mandy Awards, I love this. Now, Amanda, I'm assuming this was all your idea.
I had nothing to do with it. I'm slightly embarrassed by it as well.
I love it, though. I love it.
I voted against it.
No.
Yes.
You preferred the Fat Bettys?
I mean, I'd be okay with that. No, but why does anything need to be named?
Because you're the boss. You run the show.
I get that. I am flattered.
What
and
were the
honored.
Other options?
Well, no, we wanted, so the last time we did this about 6 weeks ago, we asked our listeners to pick names, and Joey Arceo came in, and he said the Mandy.
I love it.
And actually, Sedona was a big proponent of it.
Okay. Was he? Yeah.
And we ran it through the different departments and channels here, and here we are.
Here we are, the Mandy Awards.
But before we talk about how you can get tickets
yes.
to be at the Mandy Awards, we got one more announcement.
Okay. Oh.
Should we hit that one, Jorge?
And that's not the only surprise. Your host for the inaugural 710 Mandy Awards
is Keyshawn. The biggest event in 710 history is coming. The inaugural 710 Mandy Awards. And I'm hosting it, homeboy.
The one and only Keyshawn Johnson.
Wow.
Look at that man's face.
Keyshawn Johnson.
God, I love him so much.
We could not get a bigger name than Keyshawn Johnson aside from Steve Mason.
He actually owes me. That's why he's doing it.
Oh, is that what it is?
I mean, he has to host because you might win something.
Oh, that's right.
You can't host and
you're
win.
Key is up for an award, too.
Is Key up for something?
What's he up for?
Yeah.
710awards.net.
.net.
Okay, 710awards.
You know, we might have wanted to brief Momo before we did this, Mace.
No, it's better that I don't know.
710awards.net.
Her reaction is amazing.
It's
710awards.net. And what happens there?
Travis and Sleewa on the way.
I got to take down that picture I posted with Momo, I think.
Yeah.
She's stepping all over my bits.
Yeah, you're stepping all over Morales.
Okay.
Momo, take a step back here.
I love Momo.
Shut up!
Take a breath.
What was that drop?
That's Keyshawn.
Shut up!
Oh, no, 710awards.net. Now, here's the surprise. Okay. Momo is up for an award.
Yeah, no.
I might win.
I think she's got a great chance
to
win.
Okay, I care now.
There we go. See, I knew how to get her in.
You have a great chance.
Yeah, what's
most
the award?
Most rambling 710 ESPN personality.
No, we do. We have fill-in of the year.
Oh, yes, fill-in
of the year.
Well, I mean, what are your other options?
Momo, Michael Thompson, the big CY, Quentin Yates.
I'm not going to win against Michael.
Kirk Morrison.
No, you can win.
Nobody beats Michael.
You can win.
I tried my darndest to beat Michael the last time when we had a little Twitter vote.
Momo, you can win.
Yeah.
I voted for you, Momo.
I voted for you too, actually.
Yeah, I voted for Momo.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that means so much.
Yeah.
See, we brought her to tears.
Do we know the other categories? Do we know some of the categories?
710awards.net. I wanted to talk about buying tickets because we have a goal today. It's like the Jerry Lewis telethon. We wanted to sell a certain number.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to tell you, Momo, you'll be surprised by this. Travis and Sliwa almost hit that number this morning. That was the number for
the
day.
Station.
For the entire station?
Yes. So
I was listening.
It's a hot ticket.
This is a little competition, guys.
There's going to be a live Ask Slee.
Live Ask Slee.
Yep. I thought Momo was about to say something else there for a second.
Live Ask Slee.
Live Ask Slee, $25 a ticket. If you buy a table of 10 with 9 of your friends, you save $50, $200 for a ticket.
Oh, nice.
Momo will be there.
Yeah, and by the way, the Travis and Sliwa listeners bought 5 tables. Of 10.
Get out of here.
You know what Mason's going to do
now.
Mason's literally taking out his credit card and going to start
buying
tables.
Bam.
There's no way that he's
going to. Hey, Mace, I have a lot of family, so I can fill out those tables if you want.
you want a table? I'm buying Jorge a table.
710awards.net, $25 a ticket. Now, the day we did this 6 weeks ago,
yep.
Jorge gave us magic.
Yes.
When he said for Associate Producer of the Year, to vote for Jorge, right?
Gracias. You know what to do. It's easy. I even did it already. Vote for Jorge.
And I just want to make this clear. Mason had the idea that we should do something special for it.
Yes.
So our final surprise here.
Yeah.
Let's unveil this here.
Oh.
It's the first vote for
it came
Jorge.
In from the lab.
Hey, Jorge. Turn around. Jorge, turn around. This is for you.
Oh, dude, you have really made it
now.
It's
for you, buddy.
Yeah. Nice.
You're somebody now.
Hey, gracias. Hey, everybody, don't forget, vote for me. I make your dreams come true right here. One of a kind. It came in from the lab. I told you. I promised. And here it is.
Here's this one-man campaign. Oh, hang on. Play that again.
Hey guys, vote for Jorge.
Hey,
that's
to that.
Little Maite.
Okay, not only do people need to vote for you, they actually need to come because
they
will not be broadcasting this show live on the air. So the only way to listen to it or be a part of it is to actually buy a ticket and be there.
So am I allowed to cuss? It won't be on the air.
Are we roasting anybody?
It will not be on the air because this is an award show / roast. I mean, it will not be clean.
A little bit uncensored.
Yes,
uncensored. Yeah.
That last roast? Let me tell you.
Yeah. So
that was something.
So you got to buy tickets to be a part of it.
710awards.net. Buy your ticket now. Award show hosted by Keyshawn, like we mentioned. I'll be up there too, giving Mesa our time.
Yep.
There will be a live edition of Ask Slee. Carlos Sisu. This is how this all started.
Yes.
He said,
this music is so good.
Why don't we do a live edition of Family Feud and get everybody up
there?
We're going to do that.
With the talent.
Nice.
Talent Family Feud.
We're going to give away these awards. And you know what kind of trophy they get, Momo?
What's that?
A champagne and nuts trophy.
Nice.
Yes!
That's so good.
Yeah.
God, I'm in a lot of categories. I'm looking at all the categories and voting for myself.
Now,
you're
craziest,
also,
be best host.
You're also
in
a category that is not listed.
Ooh.
Really?
So there's going to be honorary awards that are voted internally.
Okay.
Okay.
Caller of the Year.
Oh, nice.
Beef of the Year, which we talked about. You're mentioned in like 4 of those.
I bet.
Especially the Mason versus Morales, the Snake Award.
That is
Ooh.
Snake.
Plus, Boss Amanda's Pain in the Butt Award.
Oh, I'm definitely not that. That's one I'm not in the running for.
Originally at the top of the list when I decided this a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
But in the last week, there's a couple other people that have actually jumped above
nice,
you.
Nice.
Yeah.
I bet I know one. I bet I know one.
Now, it's going to be a great night. All the talent.
Yes.
We're all going to be dressed up in tuxes. So get ready for
I'm
your tux.
I'm wearing a tux?
You are
this
wearing
like
a tux.
This is like a formal event.
Get out of here.
It's an award show. We're going to have a red carpet.
Do I have to dress up?
Yes,
not in a tux, but in something.
We have to dress up.
We have to look nice.
Like ESPYs. Like, think ESPYs. Yeah.
Can I wear the kind of tux I wore to my high school prom?
Mace, no, you just do Rent the Runway.
White tux with tails.
Okay.
Yes, love it.
Top
Please
hat?
Do.
Top hat is a great idea.
Cane. We need a top hat and cane.
Cane.
Yep.
Yes.
Sunday, February 6th, the Quiet Cannon in Montebello, right there off the 60 freeway, right in the heart of Montebello. Right in the heart of where our audience is.
Beautiful.
See? We challenge your listeners. I mean, like we said, Travis and Sliwa, they sold about, what, 150? Yeah.
150 tickets
so
already?
Already.
Already.
In 2.5 hours.
For the gutty little Travis and Sliwa show, 150 tickets?
This show has been in existence for a really long time.
Yes,
you guys
several years.
You guys are really old.
Several decades.
Yep. Several years.
I'd imagine that you've got more listeners than 150 who would buy tickets to support you. So. So let's see what happens.
Okay, so if you want to buy tickets, you go to 710awards.net.
.net, Momo. .net.
And how do you keep track of the sales of tickets? Like, are we going to know how many get sold?
Yeah,
no, we're not making it up. We have account. This is technology.
Tommy and marketing is paying attention.
The funny games department.
Yes.
Shouts out to you, Tommy.
Oh, yeah, okay. The head of that. Yeah, that's right.
So the goal is to sell it out. During the Mason and Ireland show.
If that's what you want to put on yourselves, then yes.
I could incentivize this a little bit.
710awards.net. Okay, what incentive
Let's
do you
do
want to
do? Let's do a little
cameo. A cameo?
If you're the 100th person to buy it, Mason and I will do a cameo for you while we're in studio today.
Okay.
No, we'll make a little video and give
How
you a shout-out.
How are we
out,
exactly
right?
going to determine
we'll
the 100th?
I don't know. We have to figure that out.
Yeah. A cameo. All right. Mama wants to do a cameo.
Yeah, we'll do like a little video for you.
Okay, a little video, sure.
For free.
Yeah. I'm totally good with that.
Yeah.
If you spend $25 on us, we'll do a video for free.
You know what? We should probably do it as like if you buy a table.
Yeah, but you
and then they have
really
to write in to say
the
they
tables,
bought a table.
You know, I mean, your listeners need to rally here. I'm
table
sure
of 10
friends.
For $200, right?
Yeah, you get a $50 discount.
Somebody buys that.
Yeah.
And they tell us that they bought a table. And then we'll pick one of the people who bought a table out and we'll do a nice cameo for them.
Now, we want everyone to bring your spouses, the people we talk about on the air.
Oh,
you're
going
to bring Juan.
I'm going to get a babysitter.
Juan is coming.
Mama Mason.
Mom Mason and not stepdad Leo.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
He could win the award for talk about pain in the ass.
No, I think he's top calling.
Top calling.
He's good.
Nev?
No, Nev's got to be there.
Yeah, Nev Dog will be there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have to ask him, but okay.
Nev Dog! Come on, Nev Dog.
Here you go.
So, associate producer.
I just tell him things. Are...
you tell him
no,
what
I mean,
to
there's
do.
Things that he's like, is this, do I have to go, or do you just want
this
me?
This is
go?
A must.
Yeah, those are the
This is a must attempt.
Got it.
Associate producer of the year, of course, the big battle. Michael Thompson fueling that battle.
Yeah.
Of Laura from the afternoon show.
I got to be honest.
Yesterday.
What battle? What are you talking about? What battle?
I love you, Jorge. I do. You are really good.
I am.
I do really like Laura too. That like my vote is up for grabs.
It really is.
So Jorge, you better.
No. I already know. I already know the vote's going that way because she doesn't let me growl at the beginning of the
show. That's right.
So I know
that's
that vote is going that way.
She looks down on Jorge and Bergman.
It's a Laura Momo that we got.
She hates my Niner outfit.
Oh, she plays Sir Mix-a-Lot for me. You know.
But there's another category to watch.
Okay, what is the other category?
Producer of the year.
Oh, producer of the year.
Corporate Greg versus Emily from Travis and Sliwa and Lindsay from the afternoon show.
Vote for them. Vote for them.
Vote for Greg. Vote for them.
No, I'm voting for
You're not Lindsay.
Voting
for
I'm voting
no
for Lindsay.
There's no chance you're voting for me. Yeah.
I'm definitely voting for Lindsay, too.
Yeah.
I know you will, too.
710.
Everybody, vote for Lindsay or Emily.
710awards.net. Buy your tickets now before they sell out, Mace. And coming soon, you'll be able to buy your very own.
I will wear a vote for Jorge
t-shirt. Oh, a vote for Jorge t-shirt.
Jorge, I'm definitely wearing your shirt.
I mean, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Vote for Jorge.
You know what I'm going to tell you right
By
now?
By the way, this is what it's like to work with Momo.
I mean,
this is amazing.
Conversation.
She will not stop. 3 hours. She will crosstalk. She will do all those things.
I love Momo dearly. I think everyone knows that. You're the only person I've ever sang a song about.
I know.
But after today, I still love you, but I see the challenge.
No, she's hard to wrangle. She is hard to wrangle.
I haven't said anything but in 45
but
seconds.
But yet she's at the top of your fill-in host ranking.
She is. You are number one on my fill-in rankings.
Out of three.
Here, Momo.
That's true. It's you and Clinton.
Momo, read this because I don't think I'll be able to get it in. So, right there.
Read it.
No, you got it. I like your voice.
Thank you. See, yeah. That's why I was.
Oh, there you go.
I've always hated his voice.
710awards.net.
Okay. And the deal is we, on the Mason and Ireland show with Momo in today, plan to sell this sucker out before Sedano and Cap even get started today. So go to 710awards.net and buy your tickets officially right now. What we can promise is it is going to, if you are a fan of the, if you love the station, if you love everybody here, and you want to hear.
Even Scott Kaplan?
Even Kaplan.
Okay.
And you want to hear the uncensored version of Travis and Sliwa and Mason and Ireland and Sedano and Cap and Keyshawn. You got to be at this night, which is February the 6th. Get your awards at 710awards.net. Get your tickets right now. And you can vote also.
Please vote.
Please vote.
Yeah, vote for Jorge. Again, Chris, can I out of your sexy voice, can I get a vote for Jorge out of your voice?
What do you want me to say?
Just say vote for Jorge.
I don't do it off the cuff like this, but you need to do something good for America.
Yeah.
You need to do something good for Los Angeles.
Yes.
And vote for Jorge.
Oh, you just gave me a great idea. So. We're going to work on campaign ads.
Oh, we're going to do this bit again?
Campaign ads, yes! Show of the year, Mason and Ireland. We are going to do officially campaign ads, and we'll go negative against the other shows.
So good.
We will go negative.
Mason and Ireland campaign ads are the funniest bit you've ever done.
We are going to do the full Lee Atwater negative campaign ads.
You didn't expect
about
a Lee Atwater reference
go
today.
Go figure. All right, so 710awards.net. Morales, thank you very much. Boss Amanda, congratulations.
Thank you.
On being.
I'm honored.
The inspiration.
And flattered.
For the Mandy's.
And embarrassed.
All right. Guys, thank you very much. This is exciting. Now, I'm not kidding, by the way. 710awards.net. I want to see tickets sold right now. You got to be there. You got to be part of it. You got to be in the middle of what is going to be one of the great nights in 710 ESPN history. 710awards.net. Please buy tickets and come out and join us. All right, coming up next for you, we'll circle back to that Lakers. Also, I want to ask you about one of your favorite artists.
Ooh.
One of your favorite artists coming up. Mason in Ireland, Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN.
Okay.
On the radio.
Oh, man.
So I'm
recovering
excited
over
about
here.
This.
I'm recovering.
So get your tickets right now. It is officially 710awards.net. 710awards.net. Now, I thought what we should do is to take a look at the actual categories for the Mandy Awards. Again, these are the Mandy Awards, okay? So let's look at the categories. You can vote right now, 710awards.net. Show of the year.
So are you voting right now?
I'm voting right now.
You're voting right
voting
now?
I like as it. We speak. Show of the year, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Travis and Sliwa, Mason and Ireland voted, and Sedano and Cap. What are the odds here, Momo? What are the odds for Mason and Ireland to win Show of the Year?
75%.
75%. I agree with you.
I disagree.
What do you think wins?
I think Travis and Sliwa wins in a landslide.
Oh, come on. They're adorable and everything, and they're just learning how to do radio and doing their first full-time show.
They're doing a great job. They're 3 hours. They're having fun. They're laughing. They're being.
We're not laughing. We're not having fun?
I mean, sometimes.
I'm having a problem with the site. I'm saying mobile.
Hey, Momo.
Momo, will you just stop?
yeah.
You are trying to screw up this bit six ways to Sunday.
Can you hurry up and get to the page where they vote for me?
Yeah. Host of the year. Thank you very much. Thank you in advance for your vote. Everybody's listed. Fill-in host of the year, Michael Thompson, Ramona Shelburne, Kirk Morrison, DeMarco Farr, Clinton Yates.
I think I got Michael Thompson on this one.
Yeah, I'm changing my vote, too.
Yeah, I think I got Michael Thompson.
I'm changing my vote, too, because Momo said, I'm not voting for Greg. I'm voting for...
I know. I don't expect to win. Michael's
going to
win. 100% Michael.
No, you should win. I just voted for you.
Oh, thanks.
Producer of the year, Emily... From Travis and Sliwa, Greg Bergman from Mason and Ireland, Lindsay Fulton from Sedano and Cap. Bergman,
Should go to Emily or Lindsay?
I say vote for Emily.
There you go.
But that's kind of like voting for Travis and Slee.
No.
She's their producer.
Yeah, she's their producer. Associate producer of the year.
Yes.
Taylor Smith. Do I know Taylor Smith?
If you don't know.
You don't know anybody.
Have I met Taylor Smith?
Yes.
He made the ballot somehow. Jorge Briones.
Hey, that's me. Vote for Jorge again. Don't forget. Hashtag vote for Jorge.
Or Lara Roma.
Hit the drop.
Hey, guys. Vote for Jorge.
See, listen to that baby.
Hey, you know what? You got to use everything.
Card.
I'll have Daniel do a vote for Jorge for you, too.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I'll do that today.
Send it tonight, yeah.
Best segment, Ashley, which I think is a big contender.
It's a good one.
Game of Games is good, though.
Game of Games. Everybody's involved in Game of Games. People love the Game of Games. I'm voting Game of Games. And then Radio Tinder. I've been involved in that one.
Is it bad if I just vote for myself in every category?
That's what I want to know. How did Jump Ball, the greatest segment that I ever made, not really, it's pretty terrible.
Jump Ball.
It's awful.
Is Radio Tinder.
It is.
I mean,
it's the same as every other thing that we do, too.
It is.
Factor Cap. It is.
Wait, I got one. I got a Jump Ball for you right here.
Hey, different names.
Mace, yes. Who are the top three
thanks, Jorge.
3-point efficiency guys in the league right now? That's Jump Ball.
That is Jump Ball.
Oh, yeah.
Did I nail it?
Look, I'm trying to do different things.
That is Jump Ball.
It is, very much. I don't think I have
what
that.
What running back in the AFC West has the most yards per carry
that is
all time?
Jump Ball. Yeah.
Hey, and you have to guess, and that's why it's fun.
It's not.
Man of the people, obviously, John Ireland.
I voted that already. That's what I just voted.
Want Keyshawn there.
We should totally be very ironic and make sure John wins Man of the People.
I definitely voted John Ireland.
Yeah, I'm voting for me. All right.
Craziest host?
Craziest. Come
That's
on.
That's you.
Come on.
There Please. Was blood in the studio. Craziest host. There was blood in the studio.
You are. I literally just took.
Oh, I see the racing stripe now.
I literally just took crazy pills before I went on the air.
So here's the other part of it, though. Like, you did your eyebrow. Scott Kaplan actually ripped the hairs out of his nose.
Nobody wants to.
I mean, that's
see
pretty
that.
Crazy.
But he does
that's
that
crazy.
All. He apparently does that all the time.
That's just gross.
That's the first time he did it publicly. Funniest host.
I don't know about that one.
I'm going to vote Dr. Clapper.
Really?
Because he'll do Clapper Vision at the awards. It won't be the awards unless he does Clapper Vision.
That's true.
It's like two Oreo cookies stacked on top of a ho-ho, and some of the cream comes out.
And that's your spine. And that's your spine.
And that's your spine.
The filling is the fluid from your spine.
Exactly. There you go. You've heard that routine. Let's see. What do we got? Oh, most knowledgeable host. I'm going to immediately step down from that category. Most knowledgeable is not me. Most knowledgeable is probably it's
John
definitely
Ireland.
Not Scott Kaplan.
It's John Ireland.
That's John Ireland's category.
Easy.
That could be
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
That could be me.
It's John.
Oh, look at this.
I'm gonna vote for myself.
Best style. Sedano's turtleneck.
Oh, I don't know.
Michael's Zuba pants, which are ridiculous. I saw him yesterday. Kaplan's Sunday swagger. He wears that. He must be on the take. He wears that stuff all the time. Or
Mason's
vest.
This isn't even close.
Mason's vest. I gotta say, Mason's vest. Yeah. It's gotten a lot of press. So those are the categories, people.
What about best dance? Do we have best dance?
We do not. You could win an honorary award for best dance. The Dance Memorial Award for Momo.
Yeah, well, I do the coyote dance.
The coyote
and
dance.
And also the Game of Games dance.
And the Game of Games dance. You are.
I mean, Sleewa just does some
you know
kind
what?
Of sprinkler.
You know what that calls for? Dance segment with Momo live
at
the Mandy Awards. Officially, you do those dances live.
Oh.
Do it live. All right,
if
you want tickets and want to be part of this night, which is going to be really, really a cool night for 710 ESPN and all of you guys, that's the reason we're doing it. Go to 710awards.net, buy your tickets right now. $25 gets you in the door. Dinner is included. And if you want a table for 10, you save some money. And you spend $200 for a table for 10. And we want to make sure that we outsell Travis. I would love to sell this sucker out before Sedano and Cap even get a crack at it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
I want to bet $10,000 mythical dollars that we sell more than Travis and Sliwa. How about that? Greg, can you take me on
that?
I got you
on the list. $10,000.
That we sell 151 today.
151. No, I bet you we've already outsold them.
Already in the first 5 minutes?
I think we've already, it's been 20 minutes. I think we've already outsold them.
Tommy, where
Somebody
you at?
Somebody get Tommy Lamb in here. 710awards.net. Everybody's got to be there. Everybody's going to be buying tickets. And you know what? If we sell it out on this show, we should immediately win Show of the Year. If we sell it out, we should be Show of the Year.
I agree with that, but then it takes a bit of the drama out of it.
Oh, you're right. You're right. So
we got to talk about it till February, you know?
That's right. We got to stretch this sucker out. You're absolutely right. All right. Go buy your tickets, 710awards.net. All right. Coming up next for you, Lakers awful last night. Just awful, awful, awful. Who had a worse night, the Rams or the Lakers?
Oh, it might have been me with that ad a little while ago.
That was an awful ad. We'll bring you some highlights of that a little bit later on.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, we'll bring you some highlights of that. Also,
I got another category. Best near-death experience on the air.
You would be nominated multiple times.
And also Ireland's choking and coughing.
My choking?
You're choking and coughing?
Yeah, you're right. Hey, put those together and let's play those when we come back, Jorge. That's a good category. All right, and we'll get some Lakers coming up next. Mason in Ireland. Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN.